Snuggle up to Annie and Ando every weekday morning on Joy.
It's your Thursday morning. We're talking all things water. I want to know your fun water fact, Annie Louie.
Yeah, I've got one. My one that I always reel out is that the human body is about 60% water.
Is it 60? I thought it was even more than that.
It actually depends on which organs you're talking about because, it changes if you're talking about your brain or your lungs. Like, your lungs are 80% water, but and muscles across 70 to 75.
Across the whole bod, though, you're saying it's 60.
Yep. And it actually decreases as you get older, which is concerning. We just become pruny.
Well, that's what I think why wrinkles, like that's the degeneration of your collagen underneath your skin. But maybe if you drink more water.
Yes, that's true. So by the age of 51 or over, you've lost 3%.
Only
average.
Three?
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's probably sun exposure and other things making people wrinkly.
Some mornings I think I've lost a bit more than 3%.
And weirdly, if you're female, according to these stats, you have less water in you too.
Than men.
Bizarre.
Yep. Are you a water drinker? Like, are you good with your...
I certainly am.
Hot water, cold water, bottled water, filtered water.
I grew up with it. Like, my mum was always saying in the morning you should have some warm water or bit of hot water, so it's less jarring for your body. I don't know if I believe it, but it's a nice feeling to have a warm tummy.
I did hear the fact that drinking icy cold water actually isn't great for you, but it does make you lose weight because your body is trying to warm it up because it's such a fright.
Burning more calories, like eating celery.
Yes. Yeah.
Burn more calories chewing it.
That's it. Yeah, I reckon I drink on average 2 litres a day, easy.
Easy.
Because I have a 600
ml. Do you need to keep track
water.
Of where you can go to the toilet?
Yes.
Yeah, that's... If it's going to be a day that I want to be really hydrated, I better know where all the toilets are too.
I find when I drink a lot of... This is too much information, but I find when I drink a lot of water, particularly at work, I can pee on the hour.
On the hour, every hour?
Yeah, like I know, but it's kind of like I think like sometimes clockwork. I like, crikeys, I've been to the toilet 10 times.
Yeah.
And you'd go, God, you might have diabetes. Diabetes. But no, it's just because that's when I get up to nearly 3 litres a day. Drinking too much water is apparently bad for you too.
Didn't you say that happened to your mother-in-law?
Yeah, she didn't drink enough. She's not a water drinker. She's a wine. No, she's not even a big wine drinker. She just doesn't drink fluids. And so then she faints and then we get the ambulance and then they say she needs to drink more water. So then suddenly she swings the pendulum the other way and starts drinking litres and litres.
Dear
and
me.
That strips all the salts out of her and then she gets a whole salt issue.
You need a salt lick.
See my little mother-in-law, they're licking it in
cute.
The cage.
I mean, soft drink drinkers, they're the ones who probably scare me the most. People who, like, if someone says they only drink tea, I'm like, fair enough. Like, it's got a few other things, antioxidants and whatnot. But if you're just drinking soft drink,
that's got to be bad for you.
Yeah.
Though tea, I'm not a tea, I don't drink tea at all, but it does worry me. The Murphys are big tea drinkers. And what blows my mind is the staining in mugs. Like, what's it, and the bottom of the sink, what does it do to your innards? Does it tan your poop? Drinking all that tea?
I don't think so. It just gets eliminated from your body.
I don't want to make racial assumptions, but I'm guessing the type of tea you drink is not your normal Lipton stuff, is it? Or your normal grain leaf.
I do enjoy a Lipton, but...
So I was being racial.
I've been buying...
Green tea?
Fancy teas.
Oh, that fancy, like marshmallow and marshmallow
vanilla,
and raspberry
vanilla
and vanilla.
Black tea, delicious.
They smell amazing, but they're just...
I had a friend who would, instead of burning a candle, used to make a cranberry and something tea every night and put it on her bedside and she wouldn't drink it. It'd just be for the smell.
I used to do that with the vanilla tea. A couple of cups around the house and that nice, nice scent and then I'd warm it back up. But it was just cheap tea bag vanilla.
And if you got thirsty down a hallway, have a little swig.
No, I forgot that there's a little staple on the tag and when I microwaved it because it had chilled, it'd been sitting in the lounge room. Smelling nice. I thought I'll warm it back up in the microwave
and the little
staple
lightning started
up like crazy.
Coming out of your microwave.
Get up with Annie and Ando only on Joy.
This morning we are talking all things water, including star signs. Let's touch on that.
Hey, Cancer, Scorpio and Pisces are known as water signs, whatever that means.
That's interesting because they are all sea-based animals, aren't they?
I've never seen Cancer swimming in
the ocean. It's a crab.
Oh, is it? Okay, I thought you meant the illness. And I'm like, crikey, Annie.
Maybe when you go swimming at the beach.
There's leukemia having a sunburn. No, that's wrong. Rewind. Take that out. They're known for being sensitive and sentimental. They tend to hold on to people and items long past their expiration date, and their emotions are flowing like waves of oceans, according to Cosmo.
That's deep.
I know.
Deep,
that's where
Cosmo.
I get all my facts.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but according to New Age astrology, a lot of people are very into the three signs. So you don't just
have
one main sign. You've got your sun sign.
I gave you three, Cancer, Scorpio and Pisces.
No, every single person, you're like an onion. You've got more than one layer. So your sun sign is what you present on the outside. Mm. The moon is who you are when nobody's around. It's your moon sign. And then your deepest layer is like your true self. That's your ascendant. I think I might have said that correctly, or maybe not, but similar.
Astrology to Annie Louie. I'm
serious. My deepest sign, I think it's meant to be moon, is actually Pisces. So even though I present as a Gemini, when no one's around or like when you hit my core, I'm a sensitive fish.
Let me repeat, their emotions are always flowing like the waves of the oceans. That's what it feels like working with you.
Thank you. But I also recharge by looking at water or being around water.
Yep.
I actually do feel a shower invigorates me, and sometimes if I get really down, I need to go look at a body of water somewhere.
You just posted on your socials yesterday. You're getting all excited about a body of water.
I did. I went to Sandringham Beach and I nearly cried because I saw the beach. And I'm like, my Pisces self is free.
This layer mumbo jumbo, is that because you're a Gemini? Like, where's your Gemini in all this?
Hello? You're talking to it. This is what you see.
Oh, so the outer shell of the onion.
Outer shell, yeah.
So your inner layers, what you said before, because you're a Gemini, or is it different for every Gemini?
It's different for everybody.
Oh,
so your deepest layer is something different.
Yeah, I reckon I'm a Taurian or something down there.
You wish you were a bit of a bull in the pants.
Is that what you're trying
to say? Down there.
Like down in my core. Oh, God. Hey, I want to tell you a fun fact about water. Do you know, for some airlines, particularly low-cost carriers, the most profitable thing about the whole organisation is water sales on board?
No way, but it's free. Or it should be.
No, bottled water on a cheap flight, be it Tiger, Jetstar, etc., is not free, Annie Louie.
That is why they give you those tiny cups of water when you ask for it, because
they want
you
to buy
the bottle.
And the profit margin is circa 150 to 200%. So you're paying around, let's say, $3.50 to $4.50 for a tiny little bottle, 300ml, and they're paying about 20 cents.
And we all come out dehydrated anyway. Even if you're cashed up and you can afford those bottles, nobody comes out looking refreshed on a plane.
While we're talking bottled water and aeroplanes, Sydney Airport, shout out to our Sydney listeners this morning, got in a little bit of embarrassment when somebody posted pictures on social media of a 1.25-litre bottle of water. Have a guess how much they were selling for at the airport.
1.25 bottles.
So not even a litre and a quarter.
Couldn't be as expensive as alcohol, I wouldn't think.
No.
Would you say $12?
Oh, God, no. It's not that high.
Okay, sorry. You played me.
I played you. All right, let me tell
really
you.
Dramatic.
At the major supermarkets, it sells for $2.95.
Oh, yeah, sure.
There's,
all right.
Just to give you a reference point.
$6.50.
$9.17, Annie Louie.
Wow.
$9.17.
The price was wrong.
Does make me...
You know what I do? I chug water before I get through security.
Chug. What's chug? I like chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. It's not
it
a
is
chicken
what you think it
cow.
Is. You know, drinking, glugging it down.
Glugging it down.
Don't know how to say chug if you don't know what chug
means.
Chug
it down.
Yes.
Can you use chug for food or is it just for liquids?
Just liquid. How have you not ever heard the word chug?
I've heard it, but I just, not out of your lips, Annie Louie.
Oh. Not a morning person. Catch the Annie and Ando podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
This morning we've been talking all about water. It is a riveting topic, I know, but we're about to make it even more interesting by chatting to one of my first ever science teachers who we mentioned when we did our weather show. And this person is probably still the only person I know who works for BOM, the Bureau of Meteorology, and now works in flood forecasting, as well as providing reports for Victoria and Tasmania. Please welcome to the show, David Wilson.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Annie.
Good morning, David. Thanks for joining us. This is really exciting because so many of
Victorians and people around Australia talk about the Bureau of Meteorology and the apps and your forecasting. And we've got a live one right here on our show.
That's right.
But there's something we need to talk about before we jump into water. You taught Annie Louie at school. High school, was it?
Yeah, high school. I was. I taught year 8 maths and science to Annie, I reckon.
Yep, that was it.
What was she like as a student?
Oh, that's a great question, Ando. Thanks for your question. If you can imagine the best student you've ever had, I mean, this is a sort of...
This wasn't it.
that's what we're aiming. We're going pretty high here. Annie was terrific.
Did you say maths?
Yeah. Maths and science, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Were you so scarred by us that you went running back to the Bureau?
Well, I taught only for a couple of years, yeah. And then the Bureau was advertising some positions and I took one. Wasn't scarred by it. I really enjoyed the classroom. I loved it.
So your role there is forecasting floods. Now, floods, correct me if I'm wrong, floods are a result of too much rain too soon.
Yeah, that's right. So if you get too much rain, if you get so much rain that the catchment can't deal with it, can't soak into the soil, then it becomes a flood. There's two different types of runoff you can get from the land. One is called infiltration excess runoff, and that's when there's too much rain in a short time for the water to soak into the soil. And the other is saturation rainfall when the ground's too wet.
I'm going to say that floods are pretty underrated when it comes to the weather. There's like more exciting things, even clouds. We talked about clouds for ages last time, but should we be more interested in floods?
Oh, I can't tell you what to be interested in, Annie, but floods, behind heatwave, they are Australia's deadliest natural disaster. Heatwave probably takes more lives than anything, but floods would take the next most. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good elevator pitch.
Oh, wow. I think about Bodydoon and Lake Eildon, and as a kid going on family trips and looking how dry... It was nearly just... People were using motorbikes on the basin of Lake Eildon at one stage there. And I think I saw they haven't opened the spill gate since 1996, but it is getting full again.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we've had a really good year this year with rain, but we had that 10-year drought that took us through the first 10 years of the century, probably.
Nina's fault, the El Nina or whatever her name is? His name is? Whose fault was the drought?
Well, we have the little boy and the little girl. The little boy is El Nino, and he brings the hot, dry weather to the east coast of Australia.
Right.
And the little girl is La Nina, and she brings wet conditions to the east coast of Australia.
And this summer, we're visiting at the moment?
Yeah, she's visiting now.
Okay.
We should probably touch on climate change there as well. Have you noticed any patterns in flooding?
With climate change, the magnitude of floods is expected to increase. The frequency of the big floods is expected to increase. And we're seeing that. It's difficult to pin anything down to one cause or another. But yeah, we're going to get bigger events and more of them.
I sometimes feel wrong for having this feeling, and I'm gonna share it and probably get criticised for it. When there's a storm or heavy rain, I get energised and excited. I will often go out in it and stare at it, and there's a level of excitement I get. Is that odd? I didn't know the answer.
Oh, not to me, it's not odd at all. I do the same thing.
Oh, do you?
I feel like you're definitely vibing each other a lot.
I love it.
Ando's got a hard on for the weather.
Hey!
During lockdown here, we've had some pretty big storms.
I would get up in the middle of the night. If I hear it on the tin roof, I will get up and stare or step out and stand under the balcony.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. I love that.
It must be like the full moon. You people go crazy.
I've got a couple of personal videos I could send you, David. One of them is from a couple of weeks ago. My dam overflow kicked in for the first time in 10 years, and it's this rushing water. Oh, it's heaven.
Yeah, it would be. I'd love to see
it. Sticking to the lighter questions, this is an important question, by the way. Do you enjoy drinking water, or are you one of those people who only drinks, like, sparkling or cordial or soft drink?
I just don't get the whole bubbles thing. Straight water's the way to go. I can't see why people would ask for sparkling water.
Gives you gas, doesn't it?
Come on. Yeah,
come on. Yeah, we agree here.
I drink tank water at my farm. And it tastes. And when I'm up here for a period of time and I shower and wash and everything up here, when I go back to suburbia and I jump in the shower, all I smell is chlorine coming out of the faucets.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But look, we have fluoride in the water, certainly. Yeah. So it's a kind of population level health measure.
Yeah,
tank water has its positives as well, but you've got to be a bit careful, I guess.
Sometimes yeah, good.
Dead possums.
Yeah,
yes, I once had to pull one out and the skin fell off. It was gross.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll probably wrap up there. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks,
Mr. Wilson.
David.
It's very hard to not Mr. call
Wilson,
your teachers
by...
Hello, this is your morning wake-up call with compliments from Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
29 minutes to 7, 9 degrees and a forecast top of 18 for Melbourne City. We're talking water this morning. What a great catch-up with the Bureau of Meteorology.
My old science teacher,
your old
that
science
is. Not
teacher.
Not just David. The Bureau, but...
Oh, I just got so excited listening to it again because it's that whole concept of storms and water. And
I think one of the first ever facts about water that I learnt in school was that there's three forms, solid, liquid and gas.
Oh, go you, Annie Louie.
And I want to chat about ice cubes because the solid version, what, the solid version is ice cubes.
Yes,
and
yes it is.
I didn't know that this was desirable, but my housemate was saying the other day, have you ever made clear ice cubes? And I'm
yes,
like, what
I
are you talking
have.
About? Ice is clear. And
no,
he goes,
it's not.
It's cloudy.
It's cloudy.
And he'd been using methods to do that for ages where in your drink it looks nicer when it's not cloudy.
Perfect. And when it's like glass. I've got two ice ball makers which make perfect spheres. They're great for whiskey.
Yeah.
And they're about the size of a cricket ball, the ice balls
that come out. How does that come out? What's the mould?
The mould is about three times the size of the ball. And what it does is as the silicon mould starts to freeze the cube, the impurities of the water drop down to the bottom
right.
of this device. And so when you actually crack it open, you've got a perfect glass-like ice cube.
Right, because the impurities in it and the minerals and also the ice, the bubbles in the water is what makes it cloudy. I had no idea. I'm like, that is so much effort. Does anybody really care?
Oh, it's stunning. When you get, but it is a lot of work and extra water waste that you go, oh, I've just made two. And then I put them in Ziploc bags in the freezer. And then when
they're
we
not
do...
going to last very long if you dropped it on the floor and it rolled away. Like,
but it's also if you serve someone a whiskey... And with the ice on it, and they finish it because it's not like you have like a 500ml whiskey. It's like a shot. They hand it back. The cube's still good.
Oh.
And I wonder, is it wrong to rinse it under the tap and put it back in the freezer?
Just lick it clean.
Lick it clean. No.
There's a lot of other methods that boggle my mind.
Yeah.
There's one involving salt.
Yes, heard of salt.
I haven't heard of that one. Putting hot water and putting it in the freezer.
Yep.
That method I've used before, but it doesn't result in clear cubes.
No.
It actually does help with making it go turn to ice faster, though.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you ever need a hack for that, your friends are coming really soon. You
Can
need
you explain
ice.
The science of that?
I think it's the temperature difference.
That it's like momentum. So imagine you're a ball on top of a hill and you start to get up speed as you go down. If you're starting at a hotter temperature into the difference between the start point, the end point, builds momentum.
Lovely. Look
I don't know,
you
but
go.
I just made that up, but it sounds good.
Okay. Bit of BS there.
Yeah.
The bottom freezing method, that sounds a little sexy.
It's like sitting on a concrete.
Yeah. Not quite sure what that involves, but have a look online if you want to make clear ice cubes if you care enough.
I got obsessed with it for a while there because I'd been to a one of those hidden clubs in Melbourne down a laneway, down another laneway in a dark door, and it was a cocktail bar. And the ice was so impressive. And so I did fall down a rabbit hole of, I want that at home.
Have you ever had one of those shaved ice? No, you know, sculptures.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. When you used to go to the Swagman or Rembrandt's, I'm sure there was one of them in amongst the buffet.
We had one at our brother school's formal, shaped like a unicorn, and everybody, that horn was not clean, I'm telling you.
Why,
the amount of people trying to touch it, lick it.
Were they doing, like, sexy poses next to it and taking photos?
Yeah.
Oh, how wrong's that? The poor unicorn.
It's a tradition, though. Every year they have to have the ice sculpture. There's budget for it.
Oh, I have fallen down the rabbit hole of watching a documentary on ice sculpture.
Ooh!
Where they use actual chainsaws.
Chainsaws?
They're inside
Are
a freezer.
They special ice chainsaws?
I don't know if the blade, they change the blades, but imagine they're inside a freezer and they start with a massive cube bigger than them and suddenly a dolphin emerges. Like,
I've been trapped in here for years.
21 minutes to 7. We're talking water this morning, and that was amazing about ice cubes anyway.
You like that?
Oh,
I'm glad I could do that for you.
You heard how excited I got about clear ice. Hey, I want to talk recycling water.
How so?
Well, rewind, 15 years ago, and 15, 16 years ago was really the onset of recycled water and water storage containment in domestic sort of metro housing.
Is this like grey water?
Grey water and or having storm water.
For your garden.
Water tanks for your garden. Yep, but also, yep. and there's requirements now on new builds that it's something like your laundry and a toilet has to be plumbed to your...
Plumbed. Great word.
Connected to...
Plumbed. Is your toilet plumbed?
Do you know the difference between front of wall and back of wall?
No. Oh. What is it?
In plumbing talk, mate.
I can see a crack from here.
In plumbing talk, front of wall is all like tapware and fittings, the stuff you see at the front.
It's really.
And back of wall is the... pipes and connectors and valves and things that you don't see. Mm. Isn't that nice? Anyway, I want to take us to the UK.
All right. Here we go.
To be sure. No. We're off to the UK. In the UK, in London, the water that comes out of your tap at home is recycled. It's not from a reservoir of perfect, like, of rainwater. Like,
is that because they've got too many people and not enough reservoirs?
Well, they've got a maths problem about ins and outs. You know how the theory of what goes in has to come out?
Mm.
They've got a sewage issue. Amazing. I watched an amazing documentary on the engineering masters of the creation of the London sewage system.
It's a wonder you get anything done between the docos.
I love a good doco. We've had that conversation. But they also recycle a lot of water. And I heard, I think, that maybe the water that comes out of the tap is actually their recycled sewage.
If it is drinkable, is there anything wrong with it, though? If you didn't know?
If you knew that your poop and my poop were getting...
Friends? I'm sure they would be.
Were getting turned into tap water, would you drink from the tap?
If it still had all the minerals that I needed and they could assure me that it was exactly... or very, very similar to being the same. I don't see anything wrong with it, especially if it's not doing anything detrimental to my health.
It would have gone through a micron filter to get rid of the particulates.
Mm.
Love that word, particulates. Bits.
I'd probably rather not know, though.
Yeah, I'd rather not know. I think if I knew, then you can't... You know when you don't think and
you can't unsee it. Is this like where we got that desal plant? Whatever happened to that?
Oh, we've got a few.
The one that... It was so controversial it just disappeared from the radar.
No, one of the things with desal plants I heard was that once you turn it on, you can't turn it off. It's not like...
Oh, yeah.
It's not like an air conditioner at home where you just go, oh, it's cool today, I won't have it on, and then tomorrow you turn it on.
It's the same with mining for petrol, fuel, what do you call it, pumping...
Pumping for gas. Once you pop the cork...
Yeah. Did you know there's only a very, very small percentage of the world's water that is drinkable?
Yes, because it's got salt in it.
Yeah, 1-3%.
Desalination. But Why didn't we call it desalination instead of desalination?
It's desalination, honey.
I know, but they could have called it desalination because then it would have... Salt, but then saline. Yeah, salt. Okay, I got it. Thanks.
Sometimes you've got to use your words to explain what's going on inside your head. There's a fun experiment you could also try at the beach. You can make drinkable water from the seawater.
How's that, Annie? Science? God, you're a, like, curiosity show over there, aren't you today?
Yeah, I watched it on a kid's science show.
How do you do it?
I think you need Glad Wrap and thyme.
Oh, yeah, for the condensation to drip. Yeah, I've seen that one. You can do that in the bush as well, buddy.
Up early, Annie and Ando are up with you too. 6 till 7 a.m. every weekday on Joy.
Water, water, water. It surrounds us. It makes up such a large portion of the planet.
It does, yes.
Is there more water than land?
Definitely, I would say so. And a lot of it is trapped in glaciers.
Oh, Antarctica, the ice things.
Yeah.
So that goes above and... Oh, that's... Where my brain went there was, does it mean more water fits on the planet because it's going up?
No, did you know there's always the same amount of water no matter what happens? They're just taking on different forms. Isn't that fascinating? That's actually one of my favourite facts.
Precipitation?
Yes. In us?
In us?
In the oceans?
So even, let's say, you should pass and they bury you, your water content is back into the soil.
Mm-hmm. Like whatever happened... during the Big Bang, that was it, solidified what the world was, and it's never changed since.
So global warming is just changing where water's hanging out.
Yep. Yeah, so those glaciers are turning into...
If you're a believer of global warming. Oh, I did that just to stir. I just did it to stir you, Annie.
Oh, is this Fox News now? What are we doing? And now we're going to have a
coming
debate.
Coming up, Donald Trump. I meant... Oh, no. Would you interview Donald Trump?
Oh, for sure. If I was given the opportunity, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That would make my comedy career
for shits and giggles?
Off.
For shits and... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, or you can make him interview himself. Have you seen that video?
No.
Hilarious. No, let's not give him any more airtime. I want to tell you, though.
Yeah.
The other day, I got, like, North Pole and South Pole mixed up. Like, I didn't know that, for example, I was saying, like, oh, the polar bears are hanging out with penguins. And my friends were like, that's not true. You know, polar bears are in the north and the penguins are in the south.
Yeah, they kept, because they don't get along.
I didn't know that. What, they had to become, they were relegated to opposite parts of the world.
Yeah, I watched a documentary.
Frenemy.
What was it
status.
Called? It's something about foots. Happy Feet. Didn't they say something? Isn't there a reference?
I did like that movie. Maybe
I do
I've
love Happy
it.
Feet.
So if I went and put a penguin in the North Pole, would a polar bear eat it? What would happen?
Gobble, gobble. It's like a Chico or a little...
A little snacky.
Yeah, it's like a gummy bear.
But they probably have never seen each other before.
A gummy
penguin.
They
wouldn't penguin. Know what to gum, do gum, with gum, each
gum. Other. Hey, we've got a big show coming up tomorrow.
Yes.
It is. Most people take the day off in Victoria, but you know what? We broadcast all around the world and to the rest of Australia. So, we're going to do a show.
Yeah, we're still here.
Are we going to ban footy talk?
No, because we're chatting to Rebecca Madden about a
Ninja Warriors.
Event.
No. Can I do...
It's footy. It's footy related, but there is a special event happening and I've admired her as a newsreader for many years, so I would like to ask her a few questions.
Mm, beautiful. Make sure you stick around for the Murphys and we will be back with you tomorrow. You're up early.
Oh. Not a morning person. Catch the Annie and Ando podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.